talking with you. This is Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes.
7:41. We are BBC Radio Berkshire. My name is Howard Hughes. But more important than anything I can ever do or say for you, let's get to technology news. Now, with the man they call the Gadget Detective, because that's his name, Febzy Turkout. Morning, Febzy.
Morning, Howard.
How are you this morning?
Yeah, good, thank you.
I'm in a dangerous mood this morning, Febzy. I can tell. Just be careful out there.
David Hamilton.
Huh? Oh, I know. You know, one of the very few broadcasters' impressions that I do, usually it's broadcasters from our childhoods, is David Hamilton. Because all you have to do is say, "Hello, David Hamilton here." And then you get that great, exciting voice. "We've got a fantastic night for you tonight on Thames." Sorry. Going back along. You're just letting me do this, aren't you?
I am.
Nothing you can say. Let's crack on with the technology news, because that's what we're here to do. Let's start with this. This was in the news yesterday, wasn't it, or the day before? Children's online junk food ads are being banned by the industry, which is basically following the lead of television, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So there's the Committee on Advertising Practice, CAP. It's introduced these restrictions that basically say that any adverts that are targeted at children, be they on television or online, which for me is the more interesting part, are now banned. But the way that they've defined targeted at children is to say where they are shown on social media or websites or what have you, where more than 25% of the audience are children. Which is very problematic, because you can have for example, Facebook, even by its own figures, says that it's got 17.5% of its user base is 17 years old or younger. So it wouldn't come under these rules. It may be that more than half of all children use the site, but because children don't make up a quarter of those that do use it, no effect. So it's somewhat problematic, and it made me think, well, you know, what could you do? I mean, other than an outright ban, which I guess is possible to say, you know, just like cigarettes and so forth, you know, no advertising at all. Other than that, what could you actually do? And I think that the only way you could go with this after that is to have some sort of online ID, where you know, just like when you walk into a bar and, you know,
exactly what I was thinking.
You have to be ID'd.
The only way to make this work would be to have an enhanced system of parental controls, like they have for stopping kids seeing adult content. Maybe they could do something like this, but that would be so complicated to bring in.
It is, and also when you consider that, you know, even with most social media websites, they have a minimum of age of at least 13, generally speaking. So, you know, Snapchat and all the rest of it. And yet it's well established that, you know, children as young as sort of 6 and 7 are just falsifying their ages, setting up accounts, sometimes with the knowledge of their parents, sometimes without. And that's kind of problematic, and it makes me wonder exactly how that system would work, and how much in the interests of the websites it is to actually have a system that works. Because if in fact, you know, and I don't want to single out Facebook, but if in fact Facebook has not 17.5% but substantially more of a percent of children, then that's problematic, I think.
Well, let's see what they do with that. It just looks to me as if they're doing it for publicity more than anything else. But what do I know about anything?
Yeah.
Gadget of the week.
So I was just going to say, a third of children are now obese, and the same third, well, also most children now watch more online content than television. That's why it's important to get the online right.
But how do you restrict that? Just before we get to the gadget of the week, David in Marlow sent in a question. He wants to know why BT and Microsoft come to it, and they control a large sector of the online territory, can't block scammers. He says he gets at least 3 calls a week from people claiming that they're from Microsoft and or BT trying to scam him. I've had these as well, David. And he says it's getting very frustrating. How do we stop it?
Yeah, well, as far as why they don't stop it, it's very hard to stop, because first of all, often the calls originate from outside the UK jurisdiction, but also the numbers that they appear to come from change all the time. So even if you've got a blocker of your own, it changes. There are some devices that BT will sell you that go some way towards that. You know, they do tend to reduce the convenience of using your phone for other people as well. It is difficult, but the advice that I would give people is, if anyone rings you up and says that they are from Microsoft or any sort of quasi-official body, and say that they've been monitoring and they realise that actually your system is infected and they can help you with that, that's the time to say thank you, but no thank you.
Mm. Yeah, one of them said, he said, I'm calling from your internet service provider.
And you asked him
really?
To name them. Yeah,
I said, okay, and which one are you with? And he said, well, no, I am. It's very important that we get this fixed today, he said. I thought, okay. I said, yes, but which service provider am I with? You know, this is a really crucial issue, and you are at risk right now if we don't act. Okay, I said, so which provider is it? In the end, I got him to do it, and bumblingly he said, Virgin. And I said, no, goodbye. It's the only way to do it. Gadget of the week, full high-definition projector. I saw something about this online this week. This is a cool bit of kit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because so this is come from a company called Vivitech. That's V-I-V-I-T-E-K. The model is the H1188, and it's a full HD projector. And that's unusual, you know. I think as we see how televisions have progressed, we kind of forget that most high-definition projectors now are still not full HD. They're still 720p. This is the full Monty. This is 1920 resolution, which is what you need if you're going to watch, for example, Blu-ray and so forth. So it's a very high-resolution projector. It's got a high-brightness bulb, which means it can project from a distance as close as 1.2 metres from the screen, but as much as 10 metres away. And I actually worked out what that meant in terms of the screen size, the picture size. The picture it can throw at the small end, when it's 1.2 metres away, a 26-inch diameter. At the 10-metre end, if you could actually get it 10 metres away from your wall, which some people will be able to if they've set up home cinema and so forth, 27 feet on the diagonal.
Still in clear definition.
Yeah, that's 300. I mean, that's at the edge, but obviously that's a 325-inch screen on the diagonal. And when you can... So this device, I mean, I'll tell you from now, it's not cheap, but it is fairly priced. It's £1,400. Okay, so that's not a cheap device. But when you consider, I mean, you look at even, say, a 100-inch TV set, and you're paying several times that amount already. So this is for people who want to have large screen, high quality, flexibility to use it in you know, at different screen sizes.
And now you can get it, and it's affordable.
Well, I mean,
well, for those who want to pay that kind of money.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in that ballpark. But this is for people. I mean, you can. It will look great with Blu-rays, but it's also great for people who do a lot of, Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, that sort of viewing as well, because that's increasingly available, you know, with high definition as well.
Okay, tell me about the product then, Fevzi.
Tell you about the product.
Well, tell me how much it is and, you know, what it's called.
£1,400, okay. 4 stars out of 5, Vivitech H1188.
Fevzi, thank you for that. I've got to tell you very quickly my projector story. Okay, a friend of mine, and that's why I was giggling to myself, because I remembered it. A friend of mine at BBC South told me this years ago. Back in the old days, BBC South in Southampton used to close down showing slides sent in by viewers. You know where this is going. And somebody replaced the bulb, right, in the projector for the slides. And they said, tonight's slide showing the Hamble River is sent in by Norman Smith from Portsmouth. Thank you very much, Norman. Here's a view of so-and-so. And he went through the slides, and as each one came up on the screen, the bulb that was too bright burned it through the middle. So it looked like the opening titles of Bonanza, where the map bursts into flames.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Great story told to me by an old broadcaster called John Henty. John, if you're listening to this, I'm still laughing about your story. Fevzi Tuckup, thank you for that. If people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
You can follow me on Twitter at Gadget Detective, or the website is www.gadgetdetective.com.
Thanks, Fevzi. Have a great week.
Cheers.